Today we're building a breakdown with a controlled bass wobble and a DJ-friendly structure in Ableton Live 12, with that jungle, old-school DNB kind of energy. The goal here is not just to make the bass wobble, the goal is to make the whole section feel like a real part of the track. Something a DJ can mix into. Something that still has movement. Something that breathes, but still hits with intent. In drum and bass, a breakdown is a pressure release moment. It gives the tune a reset, builds anticipation, and sets up the next drop. For old-school jungle vibes, that usually means chopped breaks, a bass phrase that comes and goes in short statements, a bit of call and response, and then a tight build back into the groove. So let's make this feel musical and mixable, not just messy and dramatic. Start by thinking in clear phrase blocks. In Ableton's arrangement view, map out your breakdown in 16-bar or 32-bar chunks. For this style, 16 bars is often enough if you want it focused. 32 bars works if you want a more spacious DJ tool style section. A simple layout could be: first 8 bars, reduced groove with filtered drums. Bars 9 to 12, bass wobble enters. Bars 13 to 16, tension builds into the next section. That phrasing matters a lot. DJs need to read the arrangement fast. If every bar is changing wildly, the section becomes hard to mix and the energy gets blurry. So the first rule is, keep the opening half of the breakdown stable enough that it feels countable. If you already have a drop, a useful move is to duplicate the drums and bass into the breakdown area, then strip it back. That keeps the DNA of the tune intact while giving you a controlled reset. Now let's build the drum foundation. For jungle and old school DNB, don't just mute the drums completely. Use a chopped breakbeat instead. That keeps the identity of the rhythm alive. Load your break into simpler in slice mode, or chop it manually in arrangement. Don't overcorrect the timing unless you really need to. Some natural swing and unevenness is part of the feel. Keep the key hits, kick, snare, maybe one or two ghost notes. Pull out some of the denser top-end stuff so the bass has room to speak. A good starting point is to high-pass the break bus somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz, just to protect the low end. Then you can lightly treat it with drum bus for a bit of extra punch, and maybe a gentle glue compressor just to make the chops feel unified. Nothing too aggressive. You're not trying to flatten the break. You're trying to make it feel like one rhythmic idea. Add tiny details that keep the section alive. A ghost snare before the main backbeat. A reversed break hit leading into a phrase change. One bar with slightly fewer hats so the next wobble hits with more impact. That's the big thing in DNB. Even when the drums step back, they still need to drive the section. Now let's move to the bass. Your bass should be split into two jobs. First, a stable sublayer. Second, a moving character layer. The sublayer should be simple, mono, and reliable. Use a sine or triangle sound in operator or wavetable. Keep it clean. Use utility to make sure it stays centered and tight. The character layer is where the wobble lives. That's where you put the movement, grit, and mid-range texture. You can duplicate the instrument or create a separate layer with a more interesting tone. Add saturator, auto filter, maybe a little erosion if you want some edge. For the actual wobble phrase, keep the MIDI sparse. Don't overplay it. One or two note motifs often hit harder than a busy bass line. In old school and jungle inspired music, phrasing is more important than note count. Try using short notes with space between them. Let the drums answer the bass, or let the bass answer the drums. That call and response is a huge part of what makes the breakdown feel alive. A simple way to think about it is this: the drums speak, then the bass replies, or the bass speaks, then the drums leave a gap for it. That little conversation creates tension without overcrowding the groove. Use note length as a creative tool. One note can be held for a beat, another can be very short, maybe an eighth or a sixteenth. A tiny pickup note before the downbeat can make the line feel much more intentional. Now, for the wobble itself, don't make it too clinical. If you automate the filter in broad phrases, like moving over 2-bar or 4-bar blocks, it often feels more musical and more old school. You can still use synced LFO style movement if you want, but slower movement often hits harder in jungle and rollers because it lets the drum edits breathe. On the character layer, try automating the auto filter cutoff from somewhere around 180 Hz up toward 1.2 kHz or so over the course of the breakdown. You can also nudge resonance a little higher on transition bars to make the movement feel more vocal or nasal. And if you want a bit more tension, push the saturator drive up just a little across 4 to 8 bars. Keep the sub mostly unchanged while the character layer opens up. That way the listener feels the bass evolving, but the bottom end stays solid. That's especially important in drum and bass, because if the low end gets vague, the whole section loses authority. Now let's get into the arrangement feel. The breakdown should be written as a conversation between drums and bass. A useful 8-bar skeleton would be: first couple of bars, drums only with filtered break and atmosphere. Then the bass enters on the offbeat or after the snare. Then it repeats with a slight variation. Then the drums thin out again and an FX rise sets up the next phrase. That kind of structure keeps the groove readable. It also gives the breakdown a sense of movement without turning it into a drop replacement. You want the bass phrase to leave fingerprints. Don't repeat it exactly the same way every time. Change one thing each pass. Maybe the last note changes. Maybe the filter opens a little more. Maybe one note gets shorter. Those tiny changes make the section feel alive. This is where you can really lean into the jungle attitude. Controlled chaos, not random chaos. Now let's talk about making it DJ friendly. The start of the breakdown needs to be mixable. That usually means removing the sub for the first 2 to 4 bars, keeping only filtered drums or a washed out break, and leaving a clear rhythmic anchor so the phrasing is easy to count. At the end of the breakdown, do the opposite. Reintroduce the bass as a filtered tease. Add a downlifter or noise riser. Let the snare pattern become more direct. Open the filter more and more so the drop feels earned. A very classic DNB shape is 16 bars of mixable breakdown, then 8 bars of denser tension, then 2 bars of riser and fill, then the drop. That kind of structure works because it gives the DJ something predictable to ride, while still keeping the tune exciting. Keep the low end clean during the mixable part. DJs love sections where they can blend without fighting huge sub energy. That's one reason old school jungle arrangements still work so well. They give you room to mix. Now use FX as glue, not decoration. In darker DNB, atmosphere matters a lot, but it should support the groove rather than blur it. A short reverb send on a snare or percussion hit can add space. A subtle echo on a bass stab or break hit can create motion. A filtered noise bed can give tension. A reverse cymbal or reverse break can lead into the bass return nicely. Just keep the returns band limited. High pass them so they don't clutter the low end, and low pass them if the top end gets harsh. You want the FX to frame the rhythm, not wash over it. A tiny reverse hit right before the bass comes back can make the next bar feel huge without needing a massive cinematic sweep. Small details often do more than big ones in this style. Now glue the section together with buses. Route your drums to a drum bus and your bass layers to a bass bus. That gives you much more control over the energy of the breakdown. On the drum bus, you can use drum bus for harmonics, a glue compressor for a bit of cohesion, and maybe a Q8 to tame low mid mud around 200 to 400 Hz. On the bass bus, use utility to keep the sub mono, saturator for harmonics, and a Q8 to separate the sub from the drum body. Check your master headroom too. It's a good idea to leave space and peak around -6 dB while you're building the arrangement. Also check the breakdown in mono. Make sure the wobble character isn't masking the snare transient. In drum and bass, the snare and the sub are both major players, so they need their own space. Then automate the final transition back into the drop. The last bar should make it obvious that the drop is coming. A good move is to cut the bass for a beat before the drop. Add a snare fill or break roll in the final 2 bars. Open the low-pass filter on the wobble in the last 4 bars. Add a short impact on the downbeat, but don't overdo it. If you want a more old-school jungle feel, a break fill often works better than a giant riser. A fast-edited drum roll can sound way more authentic than a huge polished sweep. If you want a darker neuro-leaning edge, you can add a growl accent on the last 2 beats, a rising noise layer, or a tiny pitch bend in the bass phrase. Keep it tight. The final phrase should feel like momentum being released, not like the track is explaining itself too much. A few things to avoid here. Don't make the breakdown too empty. If there's no rhythmic life, the section dies. Don't let the sub wobble too much. Keep the sub simple and mono. Don't automate everything every bar, because DJs need phrasing they can read. Don't use too much stereo width in the low end. Don't let the bass rhythm get so busy that it fights the break. And don't smear everything with huge FX tails. If the breakdown feels flat, the issue is often not that it's too quiet, it's that the energy shape isn't interesting enough. Try comparing it to a reference at the same loudness, and listen to the shape of the energy, not just the sound. A few extra pro moves can really help here. Try resampling your bass wobble. Record a few bars to audio, then cut the best moments into a tighter call and response pattern. That can make the section feel more finished and more intentional. You can also add tiny pitch movement to a few bass notes for a bit of menace. Very subtle micro pitch changes can give you that vintage unstable feel. For the break chops, if they lose impact after filtering, Use transient shaping or drum buffs to bring the snap back. And if you want more aggression without wrecking the tone, layer in a bit of distortion on separate layers instead of smashing one sound too hard. Another good trick is to keep one element alive at all times. If the bass is resting, let the break move. If the break is simplified, let the bass phrase breathe. That way the breakdown never goes dead. Here's a simple practice challenge for you. Build a 16-bar breakdown using one chopped break, one bass patch and operator or wavy-dable, a 2-bar bass motif with one variation, filter automation across 8 bars, one reverse hit, one snare fill, and one short echo tail. Then check it in mono and lower the level until the low end feels clean.